This is VOA News. Speaking of remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's office on Sunday said trial lawyers David Schoen and Bruce Castor will lead Trump's legal team during his Senate impeachment trial. The announcement followed news that Trump had abruptly parted ways on Saturday with the two lead lawyers working on the team before. In addition, three other lawyers reported to have been working with the former president are also no longer members of his legal team, according to information first reported by CNN. Mr. Trump and his lawyers were reported to be at odds about what legal strategy is appropriate for the February 9th trial. The former president is facing charges of incitement of insurrection in connection with the mob that invaded the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. He's scheduled to reply to those charges by Tuesday. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained in an early morning raid. That's according to a spokesman for the governing National League for Democracy. The move comes after days of escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military. The tension stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. The spokesman told Reuters news agency by phone that Aung San Suu Kyi, the president, and other leaders had all been taken in the early hours of the morning. He called for the people of Myanmar not to respond rashly and exhorted them to, quote, act according to the law. The spokesman said he, too, expects to be detained. New clashes were reported Sunday between Kurdish forces and militias affiliated with the Syrian government in a major city in northeastern Syria. The fighting broke out in the city of Hasaka following a pro-Syrian government protest against Kurdish authorities. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that international troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline envisaged by the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. This is according to four senior NATO officials. The move that could escalate tensions with Taliban, who demand the full withdrawal of the foreign troops. One of the NATO officials said conditions for the withdrawal have not been met. The administration of former President Donald Trump signed an agreement with the Taliban early last year, calling for the withdrawal of all foreign troops by May in return for the insurgents fulfilling certain security guarantees. Mr. Trump hailed the accord, which did not include the Afghan government, as the end of two decades of war. He reduced U.S. troops to 2,500 by this month. That's the fewest since 2001. Plans on what will happen after April are now being considered and likely to be a talk issue at a key NATO meeting in February, that again according to NATO sources. Thousands protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January. He'd been in Berlin for nearly 5 months undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack. The opposition politician has blamed the government of President Vladimir Putin for that attack. The Kremlin, however, has denied involvement and also refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. Navalny now faces the possibility of a 3.5-year prison term over charges he violated his parole terms, according to a 2014 suspended sentence. The European Court of Human Rights has deemed those charges baseless. The United States and its European allies have condemned Navalny's detention and the aggressive Russian government response against demonstrators. The Kremlin has countercharged that the West is interfering with its internal affairs. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu on Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. It is not clear how many people may have been injured or killed in that attack. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.